I've been baffled. I've been tearing my hair out. I've been asking who would purchase a 500 milliliter sports drink and pay 600 rand a bottle. It's not even the most expensive price. I've seen a sports drink called Prime sold at 900 rand a bottle, distributed on a site like Takealot. Only because my belief is that it is a celebrity product. There is a YouTube celebrity. Name's Logan Paul, and he and his brother Aaron Paul make these YouTube videos. They have a very active also TikTok account, and KSI. I don't know what KSI does besides making YouTube videos. They've developed a drink. It's called Prime. And people are going absolutely bananas around the world. I've seen stampedes in the UK. I've seen stampedes at stores in Australia. I've seen the social media commentary at a drink that is going for 600 rand for 500 milliliters. And I'm shouting, have we gone mad? Particularly because Logan Paul is targeting a youth market. He's targeting a teenage market. I don't think I can even blame the retailers, the people who are dumb enough to buy it. But joining me now, Muhammad Waja and Farana Waja, they run an import store called Obsession Cape Town, or Obsession CPET. And you guys deal, your business is novelty, imported treats, sweets, luxuries, and now I see Prime drink. That is what you're not going to be selling. A bar one. You're going to be selling a novelty imported luxury sweet item.
Good morning, Lester, and good morning to the Cape Talk listeners. Yes, that is correct. You won't be finding any of your novel or luxury items that you find in the Pick and Pays or Checkers on our stores. You'd only be seeing, when you walk in, you'll become overwhelmed with what you see.
Why are you selling a drink for 600 rand? For 500 milliliters. 600 rand, Bukhama.
Yeah, no, look, I asked myself the same question. My kids wondered. I said, no ways. I will spend 600 rand on something else that's silly, but not on a 500 milliliter drink. So the only reason why it is that price is supply and demand. At the moment, there isn't these particular flavors and these drinks in South Africa. It costs quite a penny to bring it and have it in on our stores. At first, I was even very reluctant to stock it because I said, no, it's too expensive. But the demand has risen so much over the last year. I mean, our people that's asking, please get the Prime, please get the Prime, please get the Prime. And eventually I got it. And we've had lots of people that want it, and lots of people has given us a lot of backlash for it as well.
I'm going to give you backlash for it because, look, I can't blame you. You're a business person, and I'll talk about how you come up, how you formulate the price of 600 rand. I want to ask people, because I've seen it on Takealot for 900 rand. You have all your own business plan, but this is purely a product that has no real intrinsic value, but because it is endorsed by a YouTube social media celebrity that targets youth culture. It's the only reason why people would pay 600 rand for a 500 milliliter drink. 100%. You agree with that?
No, 100%. I think the society that we live in is about social media, wanting to be in, wanting to be with a crowd, wanting to be not out. But, so that's what it's all about. Everyone's doing it, so I have to do it.
That can't be healthy. That's not healthy.
Not at all. Not at all. But what you do in a society?
You run a business by importing, because people say, oh, we want this product. Yeah, okay, I'm going to import it, but this is my price I'm going to charge. How do you formulate 600 rand? I've done research myself, and I looked on Target's website. $2.40 something for Prime. Quick maths there. What is that? 18. I don't know. I think it was 69.70 rand if you do the direct conversion.
Okay.
$2.43 in a Target in the US. How does that equal to 600 Rand in South Africa, which is, I think, a multiple of 13?
Yeah. So, firstly, the prime that we have is black marketed products. When I say black marketed products, they bought from wholesalers in the US by one of our suppliers, and he then brings it over. Obviously, the wholesalers that are selling it are not selling at 2.40 to him, so I understand. And when he sells it to us, it's landing us 400 rand a drink. And if you take 50 cases of it, you're investing 100,000 rand in...
What's your cost?
400 bucks.
400 rand.
400 bucks. So it's not wise as a businessman to invest 100k and to make 2,000 rand profit.
Also, because since we're on the what is your cost, and everybody's like, gosh, Obsession is running to clicks and going to go and buy. I will show you guys my invoices. I did not go to clicks and buy clicks stock out. That's insane.
We can obviously talk about your motive as a business, but the people I'm disappointed in are the people who are buying it. You've largely sold out because people have been willing to.
Yes, that's correct. The ones that Clicks does have are the ordinary flavors, your lime, your raspberry and orange. The ones that we have is your limited edition Meta Moon flavor, ice pop. So it doesn't taste like anything. You guys would see as well. I'd like to see your reactions when you have it. But still, it doesn't warrant the 600 rand. $2.50, definitely. 600, it's something else.
A listener asking you, what does it do? Like, I'm paying 600 rand for a drink. I'm going to look prettier.
No.
I'm going to be automatically be thinner.
What you're paying for is the experience of having something that is not readily available in South Africa. That is the main thing. The main thing. The convenience.
I am paying for the FOMO.
That's it.
That's what people are paying for. 100%. Logan Paul and whoever endorses it, and I want to be the first in South Africa.
100%. It's all about the selfie, the picture. I've had Prime. Come on, bring it on.
And besides that, I think not just... The funny thing is that people are... I don't know. Somehow they think that we only sell Prime. But when we opened up our store, we kind of have a trend for everything that we sell. So, I mean, like your Cheetos. Everyone sees this on all Netflix series. Everyone wants to try Cheetos. So, for me, when everyone was like, Prime, I'm like, but we don't only sell Prime.
How does... social media and social media trends, and when I grew up, you wanted to be like the person on TV. Fortunately, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was only on once a week. Now people, particularly young people, have instant access to celebrities, influencers, what they do, what they say, what they're endorsing immediately on their phone. This is what's driving this culture, isn't it?
100%. 100%. Well, at the end of the day, my daughters, they are 13 and 10 years old. They are my buyers. They tell me, Dad, you have to get this. Dad, you have to get this. I don't know these products. I've never known them. But so that is it. It's the youth out there, the youngsters that know these things, and they want their hands on it.
How much do you have left? How much did you buy? How much have been sold? And I think only this lost... 4 or 5 days.
So there's only 12 left of the Metamoon, only 12 left of the grape, and only
12 left of the ice pop.
People were silly enough to come to your store and to buy. It's not your fault.
Yeah, shame. I wouldn't even call them silly, because if it was me and my daughters asked me to go and buy a bottle of Prime, I'll buy them one and they can share it. But I myself, when I see something,
you would have bought it.
When I see something liquor and it looks liquor on Netflix, when I watch, I'm like, yo, I have to try that, because how can it look that good? But yeah, I'm probably the one that would buy it. Muhammad would tell me no ways.
Yeah. Do you keep this in a safe, does it? and I agree. This is why, this listener, this is why TikTok should be banned. Stick to spending, it's sick to spend 600 Rand on mixer drink. Maybe I'm, look, do I have to put down an installment to try one here? Not that I want to advertise.
Buy now, pay later.
Yeah, it's a bonzer hell. Lester, it's a business. They can sell whatever price people will pay. Why are some, and I'm seeing this on TikTok, you're actually, compared to some other prices that I've seen, quite reasonable. I'm not giving you a plug, I'm just saying. I've seen price per bottle of 999 from distributors that sell via Takealot.
Exactly. I everyone's, you know, because our social media on TikTok is kind of a growing page, and we kind of communicate direct to our people that obviously support us. Takealot's like, whatever, you're going to buy it or not. So, I don't know.
There was a young boy. I saw a video. A young boy who traveled from Muesenberg.
Yes, he was actually the last guy.
How old was he?
I think he was about like 12. Yeah.
He spent all his pocket money.
That's his birthday money.
So the parents that bring their kids that to the store, they say, you're either going to learn how to spend money, or this is what it's going to be. And they are more than willing to spend their money because this is what their friends are talking about at school. It's what everybody's talking about, only because it's such a hard source product. Nobody, I'm sure you probably saw the videos of how it goes in the UK, how people
I've seen fights in stores like Asda.
Yes, it's crazy. People actually camp outside the stores because they actually limit. It's crazy.
Stay with us. I'm going to be speaking to Brett Rogers. He usually talks to us about trends and social media trends. He's the culture lead at Have You Heard. He speaks about trends with us on Thursday. She's live on TikTok while we are in studio. Your thoughts, immediate reaction. 600 Rand for a drink. Let the children learn. Spend all their pocket money to drink mixer drink. Gosh, well.